one separately also. Until the Torah says clearly, both together. But otherwise, it's mashma by itself, each one separately. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, you do not need the word oy lechalik. But according to Rabbi Yashia, you need the word oy lechalik to say that yechayiv for a korban shua on each one separately. Someone says no. Filu tamer Rabbi Yashia, even you want to say go according to Rabbi Yashia. V'savulok Rabbi Kiva, he owes like Rabbi Kiva. And that's how we know lemayit mitzvahs. Tedorish ribo yumiyot. And therefore, we have before, what is the miyot coming to exclude? A dvar mitzvah. If the pasha shruah, so we're only talking about a dvar rishus, so it says the miyat of lohar lahetav, the miyat is coming to teach us not a dvar mitzvah. Eliyam a dvar mitzvah ksiv mimakam anayit. But if you're going to tell me these pashas of lohar lahetav is talking about a dvar mitzvah even, so what's the miyat then? And we said before, according to Rabbi Kiva, we're marble all type of shruahs that yichayim, the only case you put it from is a dvar mitzvah. That's how we know we're not talking about a dvar mitzvah. That's the maskana. Either we know it from the word oy, or else we know it from Rabbi Kiva's miyat, lor lehetiv is mayat, not a dvar mitzvah. On this, Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, ma'im rishus. For Rabbanan Shapakam, the Rabbanan say very good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Yehuda ben Maseira, omuluch. Oto hatovas acherim, lavaf agav the lesser b'chlal harois acherim. Like you agreed to me that you chayiv if you swear to do something good to your friend. Even though you cannot swear to do something bad to your friend. So you see, you can have a yes, even though there's no no. Afgav lesser b'chlal harois acherim. The same thing with the Dvar Mitzvah. You can make a shvur you will do a mitzvah, even though you cannot swear you will not do a mitzvah. Ribu rachmonin, there's a ribu oi, that yechayiv for hatovas acherim. Samor says, Hokinami, the key of mitzvahs. Alpha God, less of a vital mitzvah. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees. You cannot swear to the Mavatla mitzvah, but Rabbi Rachmona, there's a Rebu though, that you can make a Shvua to Mekayim a mitzvah. For Rabbon, what's the Rabbon and Svara? They say the difference. Sosu misi, b'loy etiv. Over there, a kofan, you could swear, I will not do good for you. Just like you could swear, I will do good for you, you could swear, I will not do good. That Shvua is chal. It's only you can't swear like you had before to hit your friend. That you can't make a shvua. But just to swear I will not do good for you, you're such a shvua. But here by mitzvah there's no such shvua. A person cannot swear I will not do a mitzvah. The only shvua of you to hold is you can swear you will do a mitzvah. But to swear you will not do a mitzvah, there's no such shvua. That's the machlokes. Yehuda says still the shvua is chal. Rabbanim say no. It always has to be opposites. You have to swear yes, and you have to be able to swear no. Here you cannot swear no. The shvua is not chal. The Mishnah says here, shvua shloi oichel. Somebody says he swears shloi oichel kikazu. He swears he will not eat this bread. Shvua shloi oichelenu. A second time he says, I swear I will not eat it. A third time, shvua shloi oichelenu. The yochlen eats it, ein chayiv alachas. He's only chayiv one korban. Zui shvuas bitui, this is the normal case of a shvuas bitui, shechayav mazdoini makis, that if you know about the shvua, and still you go and eat it, yechayiv malkis, v'yashiv losa korban oil v'yorit. And if you ate it by mistake, you forgot your shvua, then yechayiv a korban oil v'yorit. What about shvua shov? In the case where as soon as you said the shvua, right away we know a sheker, you swear that this table is a chair, in such a case, chayav mazdoini makis. If you swore b'meizid yichayiv malkis, v'asher gose potter. If you did not realize what you swore on a shvua shov, there's no korban. There's only a chiv korban on a shvua's bitui, not on a shvua shov. Now the more says, lomali lemisti, why does the Mishnah have to say these three cases? Shvua shvoy oichol, shvua shvoy achlenu. What does it say double lashon for? So the first one is hokem ashmulon. Time with the yom shvoy oichol. Only because first he swore he would not eat, which is mashm, even a kezayis of it is not allowed to eat. Vodomer, then he said, Shloyechlenu, I will not eat it, which is mashma the whole thing. Deloy mechayiv, on the elechol is only chayiv one. Avol, but it would have been like this. Avol, omer Shloyechlenu. If he first would have swore, I will not eat this bread, which is mashma the whole bread. So the shvua is only if you eat the whole bread. Then Vodomer, then he says, Shloyechal, I will not eat it. Shloyechal was mashma even the kezayis. Then mechayev tarti. Then both shvuas would be chal. Why? Kidurava.
Yama Rava. Shmua shalai oichal ki kazu. The person swears I will not eat this bread. Kivan shakum menu kazayis chayiv. Say loshan shalai oichal, or noichal the loshan of an achila or kazayis. I mean, you swore not even to eat a kazayis. As soon as you eat a kazayis, you chayiv. What about shalai achleno? The person swears I will not eat it. Mashma, the whole bread. Is the nechayiv at yechlas kula? Your nechayiv eats the whole bread. Say if you would first swear shloach leno, it's only it's shvu is chal, but what? Only if he eats the whole bread. Then the second shvu is not even to the kazayis of it. So the second shvu is kailo, puts more risa than the first shvu. So now if you would eat up the whole bread, you'd be chayv twice. Then shvu shloach leno biokhlav and chayv lachas.
So there's a question here also, hasu lomali, what do we need this case for? He already said like ain't shvu chal al shvu. So Gemara says, the Mishnah is teaching us that chiyuvoi hodeleka. True, right now there's no chiyuv of two shvuas, but a shvuik or the shvuas still considered here. What does that mean to say? The mishkachas ravcha chayla, if we find a place to be chal to take place, it would take place. What does that mean? But right now there's another shvuah there, so the klal is ain't shvuah chal al shvuah. So Gemara says, look at the rov. It goes like the mahichas says, look at the rov like rov says. The yomar rov, rov says. Shimni shalal horishoina. The first one will be shoyl. Take off the first shvuah. Also leshni atachter. You should know then the second shvuah would be chal. So the pshat from ein nisa ein shvuah chal or shvuah is not the pshat. The second shvuah is not chal at all. So one of the pshat is right now there's no place for it to be chal. So it's like hanging in the air. And as soon as it finds a place to be chal, then takla meister would be chal. So Mara says, if so, lema messiah, let me bring a proof to Rava, to this halacha. It says, halacha misha noda beis nazirus. Somebody put upon himself a neder to keep two nazirus. Umono rishon, he counted the first 30 days. Vifra shalei korban, he set aside a korban for it. Viach hakach nishal ala rishona, and then he was shal upon the first neder. So halacha is also loi shni of rishona, since he took away his first one, the nazirus. So now a second chi of nazirus goes upon the first days, so he's like he's Mekayim his second Aziris. So what do you see? That the second Aziris is always around. So Nora says, Hochi Ashta, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam Naziris Miyuisa. Over there, when a person says he wants to be like two Naziris, they're both here right away. When he counts the first one, he's going to have to go and count the second one also. Beloy Shaila, even if he's not Shaila on the first Naziris. Lamaisi made two Nadon like two times to be a Nazir. So there is much better there anyway, he has to count twice Naziris. But Och over here, Shavua Shania Miyisa Klau. Is the second Shavua around at all? The second Shavua should not be Chal at all. Since he made a Neder, he made the first Shavua, and Lachur the second Shavua, it maybe it's not Chal at all. So the Neder would have no proof to Rav's Lach, here it's much worse. He had to say that the shvuah is chal, just hanging around. Even though right now there's no place to be chal. Just in the case that later on you'll be shul on the first one, the second one is here, that's the chiddush. So from this case over here, we have no proof altogether. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in Chav Zayin on the base. You hold now Chav Zayin on the base. Four lines down from the bottom. In Omar Rova, Rova says like this: Yechov Zayin Omaveiz in the bottom. Omar Rova, four lines. Omar Rova, Nishpa Al Kikar V'Yochlo. Somebody swears not to eat this piece of bread, and he eats it. So it depends. Im Shayim Mimenu Kizayis. If at least one Kizayis is left over from this bread, then Nishal Oleho. Then he has the right to go to a Chacham and be Mater, take off the Shvuah, and then what he ate before is like not an Aveira. What about ochla kula? Let's say that we ate up the whole bread. Then the locher is a nishal lehel. Then he cannot be shoyl on the shvu anymore. Since he ate up the whole bread, the chayfet's not here anymore. It's like the shvu is not around. You can't be shoyl. Take away the shvu. That's his chiddush. There's such a locher when you swear to do something, you have a right to go to a chacham. Just like a neder, you could be matar a neder. You could also be matar a shvu. But that's only as long as the chayfet is here. Like the issue of the Shavuot was not to eat this bread. So as long as the bread is here, and he's saying, what does it mean it's here? It has to be at least the kazayis has to be here of the bread.
But if less than a kezayis is left over, it's too late to be sure to take off the shvua. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bray the Rav Ravashi, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? What is Rav talking about? E di Omar Shloi Oichel, Mikiz it Shloi Oichel, if he swore he will not eat from it, which means any kezayis, if he eats only one kezayis from this bread, he's over the shvua. If so, Mikizayis Kamo of the Li Surah. He already did the Aveira after he ate the first kezayis. So why don't I say also, you ate up that kezayis, it's not here anymore. How could you be sure you'll take off the shvua on the kezayis that you already ate? It's not here anymore. E di Omar Shiloyech Lenu, if he said a lashon, I swear I will not eat it, which means the iser is only if he eats the whole bread, as long as you leave over a kezayis, you did not do the Aveira. If so, the Havaminer is my ear kezayis. Why does Rav say only because you left over a kezayis at least, but mashm if you left over less than a kezayis, it's too late. Why?